whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Brought to you by Rock Antenna, Germany's number one rock radio station.
Welcome to Hamburg, John Airey.
Well, this is me, yes. Great to be here.
This is you.
As always.
Yeah, how do you feel being here in Germany right now, in January?
Well, the home of British rock and roll, yeah.
Of course, it is. And I asked myself, how do you feel 2 months before you release your new solo record? Are you excited?
I'm getting quite excited about it, yes. It was kind of a thing I'd forgotten about. So the fact the record company have told me they're going to bring it out, and there's been quite a lot of excitement about it, you know, from the interviews I've done. Wow. Yeah.
So when did you finish? Is it a long time ago now?
Well, we finished it in 2 years ago, yeah.
Oh, really?
But the trouble was Simon, who plays Simon McBride on the album, he, of course, joined Purple.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a recording commitment for Purple with Ear Music, so my album got pushed to the back.
Oh, right.
I mean, you can't have everything, can you?
Okay. My question would be, so that's basically answered now, why did you think, hey, now it's time for a solo record?
No, I got a phone call saying, oh, we're releasing Tell Me as a single. I said, oh, what's Tell Me? He said, it's from your album. Oh, right. Why are you doing that? Well, we're going to release the album. Oh, good.
Oh, there was an album. Oh, I remember now.
I
really
remember, yeah. I hadn't listened to it for 2 years.
Crazy. But did you already have the title, Push to the Edge?
Yeah, yeah. I had that ages ago, yeah.
Okay. So why this title? Do you sometimes feel like you got pushed to the edge, and what
always
do you do?
In the music business. No, it's part of what the lyric of the last song we recorded, Edge of Reality. Mm. The last thing Mitch, the singer, sings, he sings Push to the Edge. Push to the edge. And when he sang it, when he double-tracked it, I could feel, like, you know, goosebumps. So,
all right.
I said, Mitch, that's great. I said, at no extra cost, would you let me use that as the title of the album?
So tell us a bit more about the musicians on the album. You mentioned Simon McBride.
Well, Simon,
did that come?
Well, I've been working with Simon for 10 years or more.
Mm.
You know, I've been associated, and we're very good friends, and you know, we kind of know the way each other works, which has really helped the Purple thing along. I think the bass player is Simon's bass player from his trio, Dave Marks.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Marks is a wonderful musician. I think he's Hans Zimmer's bass player of choice, and so he's always in Germany doing stuff for Hans. Works with loads of other people. John Finnegan, the drummer, he lives in the next village to me. I've known him since he was 12.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been playing together on and off for about 25 years.
Okay. So it's like a family meeting
on
this record.
Yeah, it's a family. And
very nice.
Carl, the same. We've been working together for 20 years or so.
And you chose to have not only one singer, but more than this. So,
yeah.
How did you choose which one sings on this one? How did that go?
Well, Carl, some of the songs we wrote a long time ago. Mm.
Okay.
The big epic was written about 10 years ago, I think. You know, Gods of War. And, of course, Carl's got a very tight schedule, so he could only do six songs. So Simon knew Mitch. And so we got Mitch in. We'd done one gig with Mitch, and he was sensational. I have to say, sensational singer.
For other listeners who don't know, where did you met them for the first time?
I met him in Cambridge. Yeah, we did the Cambridge Rock Festival, and Mitch sang. And then we recorded the album in Cambridge too. So.
Nice. So, such a long time. You mentioned your song "Tell Me," the first single of your new album. This is such an energizer as an opener. How did you put that energy inside?
Well, we recorded everything very quickly. You know, we went in the studio, and not all the band knew all the songs.
Mm.
You know, Dave came in on the first day of recording, so I'd write out a bass part, but we'd run through it, and then I go, ready. We try to do two or three songs every day. So that's quite a tight schedule. And that's where, if you do that, that's where the energy comes from.
Mm.
You know? If people are on the edge and they don't quite know how it goes, you get a special kind of feeling, you know.
So how is it about your time with Deep Purple? Do we have enough time for everything now with your new album coming out and everything you released? The last Deep Purple album, not...
That was in July,
more than a year ago.
Yeah. Well, we'll just have to see just what happens. You know, these things have a way of taking care of themselves. You know, so if it's time to tour, it'll be time to tour, you know.
You're so relaxed, I think. That's really, really neat.
Me?
So, something more about the album. Really nice. There are also instrumental tracks on the album, especially Girl from Highland Park.
Well, actually, it's a song about, it's about Billie Eilish.
Really?
Yes, yeah, it's a little song about her. She was brought up in Highland Park. Mm. But it was, we'd finished the sessions and Dave had to go off because he was playing at the London Palladium. But we still had 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And I just played, there's a song that Billy wrote called I Love You. And I just played the first chord of that. And when I played that, I thought, this thing came into my mind. You know, I was feeling a bit nostalgic. Oh, we're finished. It's been a great week, you know. And da, 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 da. So John was there and Simon. Mm-hmm. And we played through it a couple of times. And we were just jamming it. Simon doesn't even play on the middle. Mm-hmm. Because he didn't know how it went, neither did I.
Very, very spontaneous.
But it's a beautiful thing. I mean, Simon does the most wonderful solo on it.
And
I'm glad you like it. Yeah.
I ask myself, how do you do that to put the organ, the keyboards in the foreground? So you're the star in the new on the new record.
Yeah.
Everyone can hear that.
Well, the guitar and the keyboards are very together. I mean, we're playing the riffs. Yeah. Together, and that's where the heaviness comes to, where it's, you can't tell which is which.
Yeah,
sometimes. Is that the organ or is that the guitar, you know? So that's the reason. Yeah, I mean, the keyboards are not just a background sound, you know, they're pushing the riffs, they're driving the band on, if you like.
Yeah, it's signature sound, I think. It sounds like you, nobody else, I think.
Yeah.
And I also asked myself, do you still do finger exercises? And if yes, how often do you practice?
No, I practice a lot,
But also those lines that you always repeat.
We had to practice them a bit. That one in Gods of War, you know, there's a... That one.
It's like a finger practice.
I just came up with that in the studio. Just, I don't know how it came to me. And so I had to teach it to Simon. He said, what?
How's that possible?
And then we take it up a key. So I think we played that riff in every single key during the song.
Yeah. And everything live.
And it was live, yeah.
Nothing sequenced or so.
No.
Yeah, oh, that's so cool.
I don't think we even had a click track. I think we just played, you know, we just played like a band. Like a band would.
And I have been at a Deep Purple concert, I think, 2 years ago. I think you literally shine every now and then with pieces by the great masters of classical music. Is that right? What influence do you think does classical music have on you, especially? Maybe
on me? Oh, it's had a big influence on me. Just when you play Bach, you learn how music works. You know, harmony, dynamics, counterpoint, you know, it's very good for you. But a lot of people say, one of the interviewers said, of course, a lot of rock comes from 18th century madrigals and from Bach's fugues. I said, I'm sorry to tell you, it doesn't. I don't think there's very much relation between rock music and classical music. Mm. You know, rock music got the backbeat. Classical music's on the beat. No, it's a different feeling. And it comes from the blues, which comes from, you know, African music. That's where it comes from. With bands like Deep Purple, you know, John bought a lot of the bits of Bach in, and I'll do the same thing. But it's a different feeling to classical music,
Of course. But
completely different.
Yeah, but you can mix it in a very good way.
You can mix it up,
What you do. I think you basically answered this question, but I do it again. Do we have any plans maybe going on solo tour, or don't you have time?
Yeah, maybe in September. I think we're looking to do something then.
All right. Do you know where, the whole world or just...
Well, Europe? it'll be in Europe, you know, Germany. Because with this band, we've used to do a tour every year, 3 weeks. Yeah. You know, in a tour bus with a trailer, all the gear in the back, a couple of road crew, playing clubs and theatres, and we might do it like that again. I hope so.
Cool.
But we'll definitely be coming to Hamburg.
Oh, very nice. Maybe to the Stadtpark. Do you remember? Stadtpark,
yeah,
Open Air?
That. I think last time I played it was with this band. Mm-hmm. It was The Fabric.
We
played
also nice. And,
of course, I played all the clubs here with various bands. The logo.
It's like it has a nickname. The hottest sauna in the city also. Or, no, the loudest sauna in the city the because it's sauna. So warm.
Yeah.
So you came to Germany yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you most enjoy about the country? What do you think?
No, I mean every British musician loves coming to Germany. It's just a great place to tour. I mean, Ian Paice said, if they said to me you can only gig in Germany from now on, he said I'd be quite happy about it.
Oh, nice. You're very welcome here.
Yeah, we feel very welcome, and there's so many places to play, and the audiences are so warm. That's what I noticed when the first time I came. I was taken by surprise. You know, I expected the audiences to be
a bit stiff.
Yeah. Well, I defy you.
I really enjoy this
music. I defy you to entertain us, but. Well, like, Ubaze. What does Ubaze mean?
Yeah, very
it's
cool.
Just amazing.
Okay, so another question. What is your greatest rock song of your whole life, of all time?
The things that turned me on when I was young, you know, when I joined my first band, mm-hmm. you know, playing church halls in my hometown. Twist and Shout by the Beatles.
Oh, yes.
I'd never heard anything like that in my life before. It was just amazing. And... of course, the Beatles used to play that every night in Hamburg.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Star Club and so on.
Another one was Give Me Some Lovin' by the Spencer Davis Group. Mm. That was an amazing thing with, you know, Stevie Winwood's organ part. When I first heard Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix, that was like, what on earth is that? You know?
So the colour purple has a big impact on you, also on the band side and also the song side. All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Subscribe to our channel for more rockin' podcasts.